The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
John, Anne-Marie, thanks for being here this morning. First of all, you know, John, as far as just your push for justice, at least, I mean, nothing can bring back your beautiful boy, and we can't wrap our brains around the pain and grief you have been through, and I'm so sorry for what you've been through. But as far as justice, what do you see here, and is there any update for you to get that justice?
First off, thank you very much for having me on your show. I appreciate you giving me a voice to speak out and talk about these things. When it comes to the matters of justice with respect to attorneys and DAs, my experience is limited. Why it took so long to bring it, 3 years, I don't know. I don't know. Now I'm dealing with, the public defender or the defense, I'm not sure what these individuals had. They're pushing for more time. It was supposed to be the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Then the assistant DA told me it was going to go forward approximately a week. That would have made it the 24th when actually my boy was shot. And now, April's around the corner. I spoke to the, it's kind of one of those things that, I'll call you late. I haven't had a chance to sit down, have a long conversation with the DA in the next couple of days. But, yes, it's very frustrating.
Well, I'm so sorry. I think it adds, I would imagine it would add to the grief that you're feeling to not at least have justice. I mean, and just so you know, we have Sergeant Fitzgerald, who was, gunned down 2 years ago. His widow, Marissa, she was just in studio, and that trial is still proceeding. I mean, just in general, as far as this, I mean, we're supposed to have, not just law enforcement, but as far as the DA's office and dealing with them, that you would have this swift justice. Does it cause you more pain is the only word I can think of to just draw this whole thing out as far as the trial?
Again, nothing's going to bring my boy back. That is what it is. But I mean, but what at least can happen is I have some form of closure. This DA we have now, Krasner, I mean, he has, in his own comments, he doesn't believe in mass incarceration. I'm saying, well, it doesn't matter. If these individuals did it, they should go away to prison. Especially if they kill somebody. We don't have the death penalty in Pennsylvania. That's a whole nother topic. But, any mass part, all these people are being arrested. We have a system. It's not perfect, but each individual, they can't afford the attorney, they get a public defender. And that's, there's no utopia here. Mm-hmm. That's the society we live in. But it's very frustrating, and I'm just looking for some form of closure on this. That's where it goes.
You deserve that.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
So Anne Marie have become, you know, we've become good friends. We're both moms of boys. We talk about our sons. And so in this one, I think, you know, as far as this murder, it's unthinkable. What do you see here, Anne Marie, as you try to support your friend John Toomey as you grieve Sean's death?
Well, you know, Dawn, as I was saying on Dom's show last week, as business owners, it has affected us. I don't know if many people know this, but my business is right in front of John's house. My back door basically faces his front door on the street behind me. And I've known the Toomey family since I opened 32 years ago. So as businesses, it has affected us because we're not safe leaving now at nighttime. Obviously, we know that. The night that Sean was shot, we were not here. It was a night that we were off. Any other night of the week, we would have been leaving at the same time. So it could have been any of us that day. As a mother, my son is exactly the same age as Sean, as David, all by a few months. They're all the 2006 kids, you know. And every time he leaves the house now, you get a different feeling and that I didn't have before. And as he reaches, you know, a taller height and is getting in and out of his car, it's keep your head on a swivel. Make sure you don't talk to anybody. You see a group of kids going down the street, get out of the way. It's a different way of growing up than how we grew up in the city, where we could go outside and play. Now, I mean, I don't live in the city, but we're always over here. My second home basically is my office. My son was raised in this building, so he knows the area. And, you know, I'm like, you can't go there. You can't do this. You can't do that. We didn't have those restrictions. And if I could go to Larry Krasner for 1 second, you know I'm a relative. I'm an extended relative of Pat Dugan.
Yes.
And Pat is aces. He is a good, solid man. And I really do believe that this is a game to get us past this election. To get us past this election, because the last thing that anybody wants to see in our news cycle is 15-year-old boy get shot in Krasner's Philadelphia going out to get a case of water in his car. And I really do believe that this is just getting postponed because the election is May 20th. It'll be a hot news cycle if John's in court at that time and speaking out on the news. So, you know, and I do believe it's a game. But in the meantime, you have a grieving father, a grieving aunt, a grieving sister who can't move on with their life fully. And they never will, let's face it. But they need that closure to know that these guys are going to serve justice.
For this one, Anne-Marie, are there any different events, public events, that are planned to try to publicize this in the sense of, I mean, just what touches my heart, and I know it touches yours, you know, to hear a grieving father just say he wants closure on this and wants this trial to be over with.
I don't think there's any public events in Mayfair. We did have the vigil for Sean when at a couple different spots at his school and at the point in Mayfair to just let John know that we're behind him. But as you know, with any situation, people get busy, they'll ask me, I have a busy office, and they'll ask me, how's it going? What's going on? Has he heard anything? So, John, you do have the support of the neighborhood. I know it may not always feel because, like I said, people do go on with their lives, but anything public, no, Dawn, you have been it, Dom Giordano has been it, and I really wish we could get it out there. I actually, you know, I'm trying to maybe get Pat Dugan and John Toomey to talk at some point in time and see if maybe Pat wants to talk to John. But we really haven't gone there. And I was supposed to go to the fundraiser on Sunday night and I had something come up and couldn't make it.
Yeah.
So for Pat Dugan. Yes.
Well, listen,
so
keep us posted. Now, full disclosure, Anne Marie and I are going on the Italy trip together. So, you know, I know that we'll talk more about it, but we'll look forward to next week's conversation.
Yeah. And Dawn, just on a little side note, yeah. I bet you know me, I start researching beforehand, pack the bug spray. It's saying the Tuscany's filled with mosquitoes right now.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Pack the bug spray.
And a couple rain ponchos.
I know. Next week we'll have to have a show about packing, what to pack and all of that. And it's, you know, we have our sons, we have our boys. And that's why we need to keep this in the headlines, Anne-Marie, moms like us, because we need to make sure this does not happen again. Like you said,
yes. A
15-year-old good boy, good son saying, hey, let me help you unload the groceries. I'll just grab that big, heavy packet of water. Like you're saying, that could have been any of us in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And can I say something to John?
Of course, Dan.
The report that we had, CBS3, that was 3 years ago. And in there, John tearfully says all he wants is just an end to this story, an end to this chapter. And I get these text updates from him, Anne-Marie, and we continue to follow the story. And John, my heart goes out to you, man. It's a really tough situation. I don't have any children, but I see you back then 3 years ago, and I still hear today how you're doing. And man, it's tough. And we send our love to you here at the station. We truly do.
You know, and the thing is, I mean, and not to get into John's, you know, personal business, but he's got a very small family. His family's very small.
Yes.
Sean's mom was predeceased. And, you know, it's him. He's carrying the weight of this burden.
Yes.
He has his sister and he has his daughter. So he's the protector. He's the person, you know, and that's a lot. That's a lot of load for one person to carry.
Well, we love you, we support you, and we want to continue to do so and hopefully bring forth at least a swift justice with these two accused killers, now 18 years old. It's ridiculous after 3 years. John Toomey, thank you. God bless you. Anne-Marie, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.